This is Fantasy Lowdown with Patriots Today's Ryan Lowe.
Hand off Adrian Peterson. And there he goes! Inside the 20! Touchdown!
Who to start and who to sit? Who's a sleeper and who's a bust? Fantasy Lowdown, a weekly look at the upcoming weekend in fantasy football from a Patriots perspective.
Touchdown! Randy Moss! Another spectacular catch by this incredible football player.
And from all around the NFL.
Tomlinson finds a hole and he's on his way again. Is it four touchdowns?
Ask your fantasy questions. Hear from the experts.
We have our own in-house fantasy football geek, I mean guru, right here, Brian Lowe.
Let us be your weekly cheat sheet.
Make sure you tell your friends you heard it on
Fantasy Lowdown with Brian Lowe.
Welcome into the Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com Radio. I'm happy to be back in our palatial Foxborough studios after doing last week's show, not only on the road in Santa Clara, California, but in a hotel room. And I'll tell you what, as long as you have your laptop, I guess you can be really anywhere, a laptop and a cell phone, and the fine folks behind the scenes here make it happen, make it everything that it can be and much more. It was fun to be out there with the Patriots. Not a great end to the trip from a football standpoint, but it was interesting to see this team bring its operation out on the road, and so did we, doing our Patriots Today show on Patriots.com from out there and getting some radio in as well. But we're here in Foxborough now getting ready for NFL week number 7. Amazing how fast it's gone. 6 weeks in for the Patriots. That's 5 games in. And from a fantasy standpoint, boy, we're pretty much inching toward the halfway point of your standard fantasy football season. If your league goes 14 weeks and then a couple weeks of playoffs before wrapping it all up in the 16th week of the NFL season, then really, as this week comes and goes, by next Monday night, we'll be halfway through the fantasy season. So maybe you're near the top of your standings and you're angling for one of those playoff spots and trying to make a good push at this midway point, or maybe you're down near the bottom and need a couple of helpful tips to get yourself into playoff position. We're here to help you here on the Fantasy Lowdown. Webradio at Patriots.com is our email address. Now, as of right now, unfortunately, we are having some email issues. We hope to get them all squared away before 5 o'clock comes. The most frustrating part of that is I know we already had some emails in from over the course of the last few days or today with some questions, and we're going to try to get to those if we can. In the meantime, feel free to send us an email anyways, and we hope to get to it. And as I like to say, you can email us really at any time during the week, and we'll get to it on the next show. But, of course, just because we have email, that doesn't mean we don't have a telephone. 508-543-7482 is the number to call in. We'd love to hear from you if you want to know who to start, who to sit on this week's for this week's games. We'd be happy to hear from you. And even if you've sent us an email and there's a chance we don't get to it, if you want to call us up and even read your email to us, and we'll try to help you out. We'd love to do that. Now, doing the show from 4 to 5 Eastern on a Thursday, is it a newsworthy day generally around the NFL? Not necessarily. I guess you never know. But as it is right now, as I'm coming onto the show, we have two fairly significant pieces of NFL news, breaking news, if you will, and I'm going to get to them right now. First, out of Dallas, out of Irving, Texas, Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo practiced Thursday, raising the possibility that he could play despite a broken pinky finger on his throwing hand. Now, I don't know where you were. Was it Monday or Tuesday when we hear that Tony Romo is going to be out 4 weeks with a pinky injury? And, you hear an NFL player is going to be out for 4 weeks, and, more often than not, that means, say, 4 to 6 weeks. Or you hear a guy is out for 1 week, and it's probably going to be 2. Well, now all of a sudden, not only is he back to practicing, he might play. Romo informed Dallas coaches on Wednesday that he is ready to play Sunday against the St. Louis Rams, despite breaking the pinky on his throwing hand last weekend. That's what a high-ranking Cowboys source told ESPN.com's Matt Mosley. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones would love to see it happen. Jones said on a radio show he very well could play. So, you've got a fantasy team and you're hurting at quarterback. Maybe you've got a bye week. Maybe your quarterback is Matt Ryan or Donovan McNabb or Kurt Warner, David Garrard, a guy who's on a bye week, and you said, Dallas, they've got some offensive weapons. Tony Romo's definitely out. I'm going to bring on Brad Johnson and start him. Well, now we get news out of Dallas that Tony Romo could actually play this week. That's got to be frustrating if you're a Tony Romo owner. It might initially be frustrating. Then you say, well, yeah, maybe he's going to play. That's pretty good. If you've picked up Brad Johnson and maybe spent some auction money or spent some free agent money on him, then you're definitely frustrated. That's a tough pill to swallow. So the question becomes, I've got Tony Romo on my team. I've got a decent backup. Do I start Tony Romo? Well, it is only Thursday at 4 o'clock. Too early to say whether or not Romo actually will start it. My gut tells me he's not going to start. They're getting some attention on this. Romo's going to be seen as a tough guy, which I'm sure he is. But if the Cowboys are smart, they let him sit a week, maybe two, and give Brad Johnson a chance. Brad Johnson is a semi-accomplished quarterback in this league, although it's been a while. And, that's some interesting news out of Dallas that is coming down yesterday and today. The other piece of NFL news breaking in this last hour or so that has major fantasy implications comes out of Kansas City. Running back Larry Johnson will not play Sunday against the Tennessee Titans, a one-game penalty for violating team rules. Kansas City coach Herm Edwards on Thursday refused to specify what rules the two-time Pro Bowler violated, but Edwards did say it had nothing to do with the charge of simple assault filed against Johnson this week. So, one way or another, whether it's a result of this assault charge or it's something else that Johnson did behind the scenes, we know there may be some disgruntled members of that team, including Johnson, Tony Gonzalez. One way or another, Kansas City coach Herm Edwards has said that Larry Johnson will not play. The team's hope is that this serves as a wake-up call for Johnson and that going forward he approaches his job with more professionalism. And here's what a league source told ESPN's Michael Smith, that the discipline was in response to a pattern of behavior by Larry Johnson, who was considered to be a high-maintenance headache by some in the organization. Most recently, according to the source, he missed a team meeting during the team's bye week. I'm someone who had Larry Johnson on my fantasy team the year he broke through replacing Priest Holmes. And he had a great couple of years, and he was an absolute fantasy stud, one of the top two or three guys in the league. But now, the last couple of years, some injury issues, some behavioral issues, and that's got to be frustrating as well. If you've got Larry Johnson right now, he's had a couple of pretty big games this year. It will not come in Week 7, though, as the Kansas City Chiefs host the Tennessee Titans, which happen to have a pretty tough defense anyways, so would have been a tough one. So the Tony Romo news, the Larry Johnson news are a couple of news items, fantasy-related, as we kick off the show here on the Fantasy Lowdown. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. As I said early on, we are having some email issues, but we hope you can chime in by phone, and we can take your questions on who to start, who to sit. We always like to just take a quick look back at the previous week and see who some of the fantasy leaders were in the NFL, and we'll start out with quarterback. There were four quarterbacks who threw for three touchdown passes. If you're a Patriots fan, you know one of them all too well. Philip Rivers of the San Diego Chargers with some Sunday night fireworks. He tossed three touchdown passes, no interceptions, and passed for over 300 yards. There were actually two quarterbacks in the NFL this past week who threw three touchdown passes without throwing a pick and had more than 300 yards. Ironically, it's Philip Rivers and the guy he replaced in San Diego, Drew Brees, who is just continuing to have an MVP-type season. Drew Brees tossed three touchdown passes, 320 yards, in a New Orleans blowout win over the Oakland Raiders. Also, Peyton Manning had three touchdown passes without a pick, 271 yards for him in the Colts blowout win over Baltimore. And Tony Romo, the aforementioned Tony Romo, who hurt that pinky late in the game, the loss to Arizona. He had three touchdown passes, also threw a pick, and 321 yards. The yardage guy on the day was Matt Schaub, who came away with a win with his Houston Texans over Miami, 379 yards, a touchdown, and two interceptions, unfortunately, and a handful of guys had more than one touchdown pass. Aaron Rodgers, Derek Anderson, Donovan McNabb, Chad Pennington, Kurt Warner, and Jay Cutler as well. Also, Charlie Fry threw two touchdown passes and two interceptions, only 83 yards passing for the Seattle Seahawks, and that is a quarterback situation that we will certainly get to as this day moves on. So hopefully you had Drew Brees or Philip Rivers in one of your teams, and you had pretty much a flawless quarterbacking day with one of those guys. As far as running backs, a handful of guys had two rushing touchdowns, actually three of them. Maurice Jones-Drew, Thomas Jones, and Clinton Portis each reached the end zone twice. Clinton Portis, 129 yards and two touchdowns in that Redskins' disappointing loss to the St. Louis Rams. Maurice Jones-Drew, meanwhile, against Denver, they had a big win over the Denver Broncos. Two touchdowns, 125 yards. A couple of other big yardage days. Frank Gore, 101 yards and a score. Warrick Dunn had 115 yards, did not score. Michael Pittman of the Broncos, 109 yards without a score. Interesting what's going on there with Pittman, Selvin Young. We always know with the Broncos, they're a hard team to figure out when it comes to the running game, a frustration for years on end under Mike Shanahan for fantasy football owners. Selvin Young comes into the season. You're thinking, you know, he might be the number one guy. I kind of did as well. And he does not get the job done well enough to secure the role. Michael Pittman coming on with a 100-yard rushing game the other day. Karell Buckhalter had a score. Reggie Bush had a score. Matt Forte, Ronnie Brown, a couple others, including Sammy Morris, who had a disappointing day for the Patriots, but did reach the end zone. Maurice Jones-Drew and Clinton Portis would be the stars of the day there from the running back category in Week 6. As we focus on wide receivers, Marvin Harrison with the biggest game of his season to date, two touchdowns in that Colts win over Baltimore, only 83 yards, but he did not get 100 yards. Andre Johnson would be your big money winner, 178 yards and a touchdown. Also, Braylon Edwards, 154 yards and a touchdown in Cleveland's surprising win over the New York Giants. We see Reggie Wayne, Roddy White, and Steve Breston also had over 100 yards and a score. Give Bernard Berrien and Vincent Jackson a nod in that category as well. And the only guy with 100 yards to not reach the end zone, Steve Smith of the Carolina Panthers. We focus attention now. We turn to the tight ends in just a moment here. And Mercedes Lewis of the Jacksonville Jaguars, he reached the end zone. He's an interesting guy to keep an eye on, in his second year and see if he can make a dent here in fantasy in the fantasy world. And Alex Smith of Tampa Bay, I mentioned him early on in the season because he was one of those guys. He's kind of, to me, the epitome of don't get too concerned or don't get really too hyped up on a guy so early. He had two touchdowns in his first 2 weeks as a pro back in, I think it was 2006, and then really faded away, but he had a touchdown the other day. Mark Campbell of New Orleans filling in for Jeremy Shockey. Jeremy Shockey, by the way, is expected to play, but Campbell had a touchdown reception, and Antonio Gates against the Patriots, Darnell Dinkins, John Carlson, and Daniel Graham had his first touchdown of the year. The Broncos tight end who will come back here to New England for the first time as a Bronco on Monday Night Football, Patriots and Broncos. We'll get into the fantasy implications of that game in just a bit as well. Defensively, we look at three teams that had three interceptions on the day, the Colts, the Buccaneers, and the Cleveland Browns in that Monday Night Football game against Eli Manning, and a couple of fumble recoveries. The St. Louis Rams had three of them, so definitely some big defensive games. The Colts and Buccaneers would be the number one defenses there on the day. Well, we've touched on Larry Johnson. We've touched on Tony Romo. We've got a whole bunch of other topics to get to, some very interesting quarterback scenarios going on out there, some other injury news. We're going to read up on a few of my favorite weekly columnists in the fantasy world. We'll check in on that. Once again, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. As of right now, we're struggling to get the emails. We're trying to get that fixed up, and you can call us at 508-543-7482. We'd love to hear from you here on the Fantasy Lowdown.
We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through. So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call, and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
But we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation. graduation party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sack Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
The Super League Championship of the History Books. The Revs are making another run in an MLS Cup Championship. Don't miss their playoff push at Gillette Stadium with the Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-pack. With the Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-pack, you'll get two tickets to one of the Revs' final matches of the season and a pair of Budweiser Revolution pint glasses free. That's two tickets, two pint glasses, and one chance to cheer on the Revolution at Gillette Stadium with playoff implications on the line. Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-pack start at just $38. Take in a Revs match, and you'll take home a matching pair of Revolution pint glasses free. Must be 21 or older to participate. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst! Are you kidding me?
Revolution.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Lowdown as we enter week 7 of the NFL season, week 7 of the fantasy football season as well, and we're touching on a few of the hot topics as we approach this weekend's game. We've already mentioned some of the breaking fantasy news. Tony Romo, maybe he'll play. Larry Johnson, he definitely won't play. Always fun to follow this kind of stuff. A few other just quick notes out of New Orleans. It appears that Reggie Bush, Marcus Colston, Jeremy Shockey are all expected to play. Colston been out for a long time with an injury, and Jeremy Shockey sort of week to week. Reggie Bush hasn't missed any games, but seems like all of them will play. Out of Indianapolis, the news earlier this week, not very good if you're a Joseph Addai owner. He has been ruled out. However, he says he feels fine. You've got to imagine that even though he's saying he feels fine, and probably would like to play, that they're going to keep him holed away, stashed away, as he tries to recover from his injury. And that obviously puts the onus now on a guy like Dominic Rhodes, who certainly is a guy that you should think about picking up in your league if he's available. The Colts, Addai has been a pretty special player in his first couple seasons in the league, and Indianapolis goes to Green Bay. So an opportunity for Dominic Rhodes to get some action against a team that is one of the worst rush defenses in the league, in the Green Bay Packers. They are 27th in yards allowed per game. Trent Edwards is expected to play for Buffalo as they host the San Diego Chargers. He, of course, had a concussion a couple weeks ago, and then they had their bye week. So the concussion came very early in that game for Buffalo a couple weeks ago, and I have Trent Edwards as the quarterback on one of my teams, so I got 0 points out of him for that week as he suffered that concussion. And then it looks like that week off was enough for him to recover and be able to suit up. Otherwise, you're looking at J.P. Lossman, who did not have a great game when he filled in for Edwards, threw a couple of touchdown passes, I believe, one or two. But I think it looks like you're going to be able to stick with Trent Edwards. I was certainly very interested in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers situation for last week. Jeff Garcia, he had an efficient game. He's not going to win you much, but he's probably not going to kill you either with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you if you had Brian Greasy or you were interested in Jeff Garcia, Greasy had a couple of solid games, and Garcia is going to suit up again. They host the reeling Seattle Seahawks, so it is an opportunity for Jeff Garcia to get back in there and maybe make some make something happen for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going into this weekend. And as you look at the schedule for this week, there's a couple of games. Obviously any game has fantasy implications, but a couple games in particular that stand out to me: the New Orleans Saints at the Carolina Panthers. The Saints' offense with Drew Brees has been just a machine, and Reggie Bush has had his moments. And if it looks like Bush, Colson, and Shockey are all going to play, that should be a big one for the New Orleans Saints. And the Carolina Panthers have had their moments. They've had some good games, some bad games, but I'd like to see what happens there. The Houston Texans hosting Detroit is another one. I think Houston is primed for a pretty big performance. The Detroit Lions are just in a state of disarray. They get rid of Matt Millen, which was expected and is probably on the whole a positive. But now Dan Orlovsky is playing. They trade Roy Williams. John Kitna is put on IR and is none too happy about it. So Dan Orlovsky is your quarterback. They've got all kinds of issues. I see them struggling, and I see Houston having a big week as well. Here's a question that we have, and the esteemed producer here, Jason, handed me this question. I'm not sure if it's his own question. I think it is, actually. So in lieu of emails, Jason will maybe chime in, as he did last week, and that was excellent to have him on last week. Who do you start, Darren Sproles or Ryan Grant? Interesting question, because Sproles has an injury issue of his own. Ryan Grant has been maybe the biggest disappointment in fantasy football this season. I lean towards Ryan Grant because, as disappointing as he's been, he is still the number one guy for his team, and you've got to give him that. And as far as Darren Sproles, he's got an injury issue he's dealing with. LaDainian Tomlinson, seems to be, if not at 100%, he's still the horse for that team. I'd certainly lean toward Grant in this situation, Jason. And I wouldn't even second guess myself. If Darren Sproles is one of those guys who, unless LaDainian Tomlinson is ruled out. If LaDainian Tomlinson's ruled out, you go Darren Sproles and you say, hey, good overall offense, intriguing young guy, I'm going to take my chances. If LaDainian Tomlinson is healthy and Darren Sproles ends up having, one of those just tremendous games, reaches the end zone a couple times, you'd have to still say to yourself, hey, what am I going to do? I didn't see that coming. Tomlinson's healthy. He's the number one guy. So let's say Sproles plays and does well. I still think you can't second guess yourself there. I'd go Ryan Grant.
And, looking at it on the stat sheet in the league that I'm in, they're both dead even with 31 points.
Is that right?
So, it was literally basically a flip of a coin as to who I wanted to go with.
Yeah, and if you're looking at the matchups, Green Bay hosting Indianapolis, you can run on Indianapolis. San Diego at Buffalo. Overall, I'd like the matchup of all things being equal, I'd like the Green Bay running back over the San Diego running back in this situation. LaDainian Tomlinson notwithstanding, you're going to start LaDainian Tomlinson for sure. But I'd go Ryan Grant in that situation and not look back in my opinion. But I appreciate the question, Jason. Keep them coming if you'd like to.
Well, I do want to just bring one thing up.
Sure.
You had said when we chatted last week that if you're going
against
Romo, Terrell Owens, Reggie Bush, that I was toast.
Did you win?
And in a shocker.
Oh, boy.
Shocker. I scored 64 points. Now, my opponent was projected to go 95.
Projections.
62.
Wow, good for you, Jason. I'm very happy. I'm happy I was wrong on that one. But, going into that, this is a bizarre year. This is a bizarre year in the NFL. So give me that again. Romo had a decent game.
Romo put up 22 points for him.
Yeah.
Reggie Bush put up 18, which was ahead of the projected 10. But unfortunately, he had the Giants defense going last week, and they put up a goose egg for him.
Yeah. Well, Giants defense, that'll kill you. I would have thought, and I definitely said that last week, Giants defense against Cleveland. That was, in fact, one of my sleepers of the week. Not even a sleeper, I shouldn't say that. But you know what, Jason? That is a great example of how wacky this NFL season is. In the on-the-field performances and fantasy, it's so tough to figure. It is so. I mean, every year you've got your bust and your, you know, your sleepers and all that. But I just feel like this year you just simply don't know week in and week out. And that brings me to the next point I want to make, which is still on the Tony Romo theme. Guy I love to read, Matthew Berry of ESPN.com, the talented Mr. Romo. I'm sorry, the talented Mr. Roto, writing about Tony Romo. In this case, the talented Mr. Romo is the quarterback who, you know, is very talented and may actually play. But that is the topic that he brings up. We mentioned earlier that Tony Romo, the news yesterday and today is that he feels pretty good and wants to play. And even Jerry Jones has chimed in and said, hey, you know, I'd love to see him out there as well. Here's what Matthew Berry says. Look, succeeding as a fantasy football analyst or player is tough enough. Our job is to predict the future, which is, frankly, impossible. And we have to do that impossible something for more than 250 individual players every week. Me, I study trends, data, scouting, take my own experience of playing fantasy for more than 20 years, look at the stats, watch all the games, look at film, analyze matchups, consider injuries, talk with other analysts and scouts here at ESPN, and then I combine that with knowledge of how fantasy football differs from real football to make recommendations on whom to draft, avoid, start, sit, pick up, trade away. You guys and gals do at least some of what's on this list every week as well. That's what playing fantasy football is all about. And you know what? And you know what we don't need? The soapy Dallas Cowboys jerking us around with this Tony Romo stuff. I mean, it's not like we don't have enough variables here. He goes on to say Romo was out 2 to 4 weeks. Okay, we can deal with that. We're not happy, but we can deal with that. We look at Brad Johnson. We upgrade Marion Barber, so on and so forth. Fine, but now Romo wants to play. But the team isn't sure. Come on, you trade for Roy Williams, things haven't been quiet on the Pac-Man front, and now this, the nuttiest week of the season in Dallas, and Terrell Owens has nothing to do with it? What? No, seriously, what? So the talented Mr. Roto here, Matthew Berry, is a frustrated guy as he looks at this Tony Romo situation, and I'm sure he's not the only one, but he does get back to business here, and says, you know, some of the scenarios on who to start, who to sit, and I think they're very important to listen to if you own really anyone on the Dallas Cowboys. Here's what he goes with. Let's get to work and break it all down. You're playing Marion Barber, Terrell Owens, and Jason Witten regardless. I think that all makes sense. Certainly Marion Barber is a must-start running back, and if Brad Johnson is in there, he's probably maybe rated even higher. Terrell Owens is an elite wide receiver. It's kind of like Randy Moss with Matt Cassel. Back when Tom Brady went down and Matt Cassel steps in, you're going to start Randy Moss regardless. You cannot risk not having him in your starting lineup, even though Matt Cassel is the quarterback. Here's what Matthew Berry says. If Brad Johnson gets the start, I'm only playing him if I have no better options. Interesting. I think Brad Johnson is, you know, certainly not an upper-tier guy, but I think you might be able to get away with a mediocre game at least out of Brad Johnson. Now, if Romo is playing, this is what Matthew Berry says, I'm starting him, and he'll be in my top 10. Because if the Cowboys think he's good enough to play, I'll trust that even though they're jerking us around right now. Come Sunday, it'll be for real. I'm not starting Roy Williams unless I play in a 12-team or deeper league. I have to start at least 3 wide receivers. Romo is starting, and I'm not thrilled with any of my other options. So he's not very high on Roy Williams from a fantasy standpoint right now. Now, one of the sidebar issues of the Roy Williams trade is, does the Dallas Cowboys equipment manager change up the two Roy Williams? Does one wear R. Williams, one wear Roy Williams, one have Roy Williams S for safety, one have Roy Williams WR for wide receiver? These are the things that I think about when I see a trade like that go down, Jason. I don't know if you do as well, but I think about that kind of stuff. Here's what Matthew Berry says. It continues, I'm not playing Patrick Creighton regardless. With Williams in town, there aren't enough balls to be thrown to accommodate him, T.O., Witten, and another receiver, no matter who is throwing the ball. If Johnson goes, rookie running back Tashard Choice is an interesting flex play in 12- and 14-team leagues where the bottom of the barrel is being scraped. So very interesting stuff when it comes to this Tony Romo news, and you've got to think it through clearly and not make any quick decisions just yet. Let this play out and hope that the Cowboys make some sort of statement before Sunday's games actually come around when we're talking about who to start on the Dallas Cowboys. And just quickly with Matthew Berry, he mentions a couple of Week 7 players that he loves, including some that I'm pretty high on as well. You got to love Kyle Orton. I mean, he's putting up numbers, and I think the Kyle Orton to Devin Hester tandem is one of the more underrated fantasy tandems in the league. Devin Hester has 3 touchdowns in his last 3 games against Minnesota and 3 straight games with at least 8 fantasy points. Mueldy Moore is an interesting guy with the Steelers. Lost in the Joseph Addai news is that Willie Parker suffered a setback. The Bengals have the worst rush defense in the NFL, which means me likey, me well day. That's Matthew Berry speaking, not me. So he's an interesting guy this week. I like him as well. And the Miami defense, that's a defense to keep an eye on. They host Joe Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens. The Giants defense and special teams, by the way, is an interesting one that Matthew Berry likes. They host San Francisco. San Francisco reeling a little bit, so the Giants defense is one to look at. And he says all your Texans, including Kevin Walter, they're this week's winners of the Who Gets to Play Detroit sweepstakes. So that is an interesting one right there. I sort of agree with him on that one. I have been lucky enough to have one email that I stashed away myself before this, and I apologize to anyone else. Keep in mind, webradio@patriots.com is the email address, and we are hoping to get our email situation squared away here. In the meantime, I do have one, and this is from Matt. I've got a big week coming up, and I'm looking pretty good, but I've got a couple questions at the wide receiver position. I can start three of the following, and here's who he's got. Randy Moss, Dwayne Bowe, Vincent Jackson, Bryant Johnson, or Miles Austin. Some interesting questions, some interesting scenarios right there. He says, right now I've got Moss, Bowe, and Jackson starting. How do you feel about that? Well, basically, you know, those are the top three right there in your list of five. Miles Austin, I'd say forget about it. Miles Austin is a guy who now, as we just talked about with the Cowboys situation, will definitely get lost in the shuffle. If we think Patrick Creighton's going to get lost in the shuffle, Miles Austin will be next on that list for the Cowboys with Roy Williams jumping in. As far as Bryant Johnson, I don't see how you could put him ahead of these other three. And just looking at the matchups here with Randy Moss for the Patriots up against Denver, I happen to think this is an opportunity for the Patriots offense to get a little bit on a roll here. And, you know, Moss had a big game against San Francisco. I can see the Patriots going deep to him again and trying to find some success. I would definitely say start Randy Moss in this particular week. For the Kansas City Chiefs, they host Tennessee. You know, a tough defense for sure. And it's not like Dwayne Bowe has anyone special throwing the ball to him these days, but I still think he's a talented enough guy. I'd start him. And Vincent Jackson, San Diego. What the Philip Rivers and the Chargers did against the Patriots last week, maybe it won't be matched. And Vincent Jackson had a career-high yardage day, but I would start him for sure. So I'd stick with who you have there, Matt, Moss, Bowe, and Jackson, and you know, see how far you can get. Also, moving forward, do you think that Johnson and Austin will be good filling guys? Well, now we're getting to some interesting thoughts there. Austin had a good game last Sunday, but with Romo maybe playing and the addition of Roy Williams, I don't see him doing much. I agree with you that there, Matt. Are there any waiver wire type guys that you might suggest? What do you think of Jonathan Stewart? Do you think he'll get enough carries to be a good number two running back option? Very interesting one there. I'm confounded by Jonathan Stewart. He's had enough big games, but you just can't tell week to week. And the Carolina Panthers are hosting the New Orleans Saints, which has a middle of the pack run defense. And you know, you might be able to start him this week. I would hope that you have some better options, but you could definitely do worse than Jonathan Stewart. Anyways, you know, as far as these, you know, some of the wide receivers that could be taken on the waiver wire. Look at the Chicago Bears. Look at guys like Devin Hester if he's available. Probably not, but Devin Hester, Rashid Davis, guys like that. Look at some of the matchups. I think the Houston Texans, Kevin Walter is one, and some other guys down on that list. But I do think Miles Austin is a guy to maybe hang on to a little while longer just to see what kind of chemistry there is with Romo and or Brad Johnson and these wide receivers. You know, Miles Austin was sort of getting a little bit more play than Patrick Creighton, and you might want to keep that in mind. Always appreciate the email, Matt, and we hope to get to more emails at webradio@patriots.com. We hope you can bear with us as we get our email troubles fixed up. We hope to get them fixed up before 5 o'clock. If not, send them in to us at any time. We will get to them in the following week. And 508-543-7482, of course, is the number. We'd love to hear from you as well. We've got more to come on the Fantasy Lowdown Radio Show. We are going to talk a little more in depth about the Patriots-Broncos matchup. And some other news and notes. We'll take a look at Greg Rosenthal's rankings from Roto World, and we'll be right back after this.
We know you have a busy day ahead of you, and mornings are always tough to get through.
So stop by your local Dunkin' Donuts today and grab a freshly ground, freshly brewed Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It's the perfect thing to get you going in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts coffee is made with real Arabica beans, which give it that rich flavor everybody loves. And while you're there, try the new egg white flatbread sandwich from the new DD Smart Menu. Choose from two delicious varieties, turkey sausage or veggie. Both served on multi-grain bread. With under 300 calories, you can now make a smarter choice for breakfast. So, stop into your local Dunkin' Donuts today and try one with a medium hot coffee for only $3.99. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba Catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba Catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
Oh, we get Qdoba Catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation. Party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com.
When you got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mile and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
The Super League Championship in the history books, the Revs are making another run in an MLS Cup Championship. Don't miss their playoff push at Gillette Stadium with the Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-pack. With the Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-pack, you'll get two tickets to one of the Revs' final matches of the season and a pair of Budweiser Revolution pint glasses free. That's two tickets, two pint glasses, and one chance to cheer on the Revolution at Gillette Stadium with playoff implications on the line. Budweiser Quest for the Cup 2-pack start at just $38. Take in a Revs match, and you'll take home a matching pair of Revolution pint glasses free. Must be 21 or older to participate. Call the Revolution ticket office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Welcome back here on Patriots.com Radio. It is the Fantasy Lowdown. We come to you every Thursday from 4 to 5 and replayed from 9 to 10 here on Patriots.com Radio. We hope you are enjoying the show, and we're in our first year and we've had a lot of fun. Taking your emails as well, webradio@patriots.com. Send them on in. We're down a little bit on emails right now. We're trying to fix something up, but send them on in, 508-543-7482, if you'd like to chime in that way. And send us your thoughts, who to start, who to sit, and on it goes. As we look at some projections and rankings for the upcoming week ahead, a couple places that I like to go, ESPN.com, RotoWorld.com, and RotoWorld.com, Greg Rosenthal, who we had had on the show earlier in the year, he always has his rankings up on Thursday afternoons, and his number one guy at quarterback is Jay Cutler. And he's also the number one quarterback on the ESPN.com projections. And is it really any surprise that Jay Cutler's the number one guy? Jay Cutler in the Denver offense is probably looking at what the San Diego Chargers offense did to the Patriots on Sunday and said, hey, we can do that, and maybe then some. Jay Cutler has been one of the absolute top-notch quarterbacks in the league this year. He's got a great tandem of wide receivers in Brandon Marshall and Eddie Royal, and not to mention guys like Brandon Stokley, Tony Scheffler, Darryl Jackson. Even Daniel Graham got into the act with a touchdown last week. So the Denver, high-flying Denver offense, which is always pretty good, and you always have to worry about them on the run, their passing offense has been tremendous this year, and Jay Cutler's at the top of that list. So Cutler, your number one quarterback going into this week. They play on Monday night, of course. And, the one thing that I always keep in mind about that is the Patriots tend to do pretty well when it comes to after a loss, avoiding back-to-back losses and coming on strong after a game where they lay an egg, almost like they did against San Francisco a couple weeks ago. It wasn't a great game for them, but they won. They won fairly handily by the end. So I keep that in the back of my mind as I think about the Denver offense this week. But, on paper and when you're looking at the projections, Jay Cutler's got to be your number one quarterback. Drew Brees is number two on Greg Rosenthal's list. They face the Carolina Panthers. Brees and the Saints do. And Brees has consistently, week in, week out, been one of the top quarterbacks. That should continue against Carolina. Peyton Manning is rounding back into the Peyton Manning that we all know and around here, I guess, don't really love, but we all know anyways, and they face Green Bay. Manning primed to have another big game. Matt Schaub, he's not going to be fourth on the list of quarterbacks every week, but this week, coming off a good game against Detroit, hosting Detroit, I think for a guy like Schaub and the rest of the Texans offense, this could be a big one. And Aaron Rodgers rounds out your top five. He is battling a shoulder injury here and there, but they face Indianapolis. That could be a shootout. Aaron Rodgers is definitely a guy to keep in mind. Rounding out the top 10 are Brett Favre, Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Trent Edwards, and Phillip Rivers. Edwards, of course, the interesting one after having the concussion and not really knowing what his status would be after that concussion 2 weeks ago. He is expected to start and ninth projected quarterback on the RotoWorld.com list from Greg Rosenthal, his goal line stand. And if you're interested, Matt Cassel is ranked 13th. And I love the note that Greg Rosenthal puts for Matt Cassel. If he can't this week, ... I happen to agree with that. I really do think that this next stretch for the Patriots is very critical and a great opportunity for their offense, hosting two straight games, hosting the Denver Broncos, hosting the St. Louis Rams. The Denver Broncos, when we look at the rankings, their pass defense is 32nd in the league. That would be last. And the St. Louis Rams are tied for 25th. Both games are at home. Matt Cassel now has 4 or 5 weeks under his belt. And we'll see if he can make anything happen. But I kind of agree. If he can't do it this week, and I'd probably add in the following week, then things might go downhill from there. But, we'll see what Matt Cassel can do with the Patriots passing offense this week. As far as running backs, Clinton Portis is the number one ranked running back, projected running back heading into this week on RotoWorld.com. He had a big game last week. They faced Cleveland. Look for more out of him. Marion Barber against St. Louis for Dallas. We've talked about the Dallas offense quite a bit. You got to start Marion Barber. Adrian Peterson at Chicago. That's another good possibility. Adrian Peterson, another week-to-week, week-after-week guy. And Marshawn Lynch for Buffalo against San Diego. San Diego, their defense had its troubles until they faced the Patriots. So Marshawn Lynch is a guy to keep in mind. Reggie Bush has had some huge games. New Orleans plays Carolina. I see that being another overall, all around, big week for the New Orleans Saints offense. Rounding out the top 10 at running back, Frank Gore, LaDainian Tomlinson, Steve Slayton, Brandon Jacobs, and Chris Johnson of the Tennessee Titans at Kansas City. You know, with between Chris Johnson and Lendale White, you just never know sometimes who's going to get the carries, who's going to get the yards, who's going to get the goal line carries. So it's very interesting to see, you know, what will happen there. But Chris Johnson is the 10th rated guy at running back on rotoworld.com. Taking a look real quick at wide receivers now. Andre Johnson is number one for Houston against Detroit. Brandon Marshall, number two for the Denver Broncos against New England. Again, these are two offenses that you've got to imagine are going to have big games. The Houston offense against Detroit, the Denver offense against the Patriots. We'll see what the Patriots have in them as they go up against Brandon Marshall. Steve Smith, Carolina against New Orleans. We keep on seeing this game, Carolina-New Orleans. That's going to be quite a shootout. And then the other one, Reggie Wayne at Green Bay, Indianapolis-Green Bay, another shootout. And really, Reggie Wayne fourth, Greg Jennings fifth, Greg Jennings for Green Bay. Those are a couple of your top five wide receivers going into this week. Plexico Burris, number six. Calvin Johnson, seventh. Marcus Colston, number eight. He is expected to come back. Lee Evans for Buffalo against San Diego, number nine. And Jericho Cotchery, an interesting guy, number 10 against Oakland. It looks like, you know, perhaps the Brett Favre to Jericho Cotchery, maybe Lavernius Coles. That could be a big week for the Jets offense. Tight ends real quick. Jason Witten, week in, week out, your number one guy. Owen Daniels, another Houston guy. We see that matchup a lot this week against Detroit. Chris Cooley, Tony Scheffler for Denver Broncos against the Patriots. He is questionable. There's some concern there for him going up into this week. And then Antonio Gates, number five. And the Patriots tight ends, you know, when you look at Benjamin Watson and David Thomas, Ben Watson 18th ranked, and David Thomas not on that list. Week 7 defenses, the rankings here. The Tennessee Titans, after a bye week, number one at the Kansas City Chiefs. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cincinnati Bengals, number two. Baltimore Ravens at Miami. So three defenses going on the road. That's what Greg Rosenthal thinks will be the top three. And then the Dolphins hosting Baltimore and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting Seattle in your top five for defenses. We have been able to get to a few of the emails at this point, just in the nick of time, which I'm very happy. And let's get right to them while we have time. This is from Todd. Good afternoon. As usual, I am asking your advice for this week's matchups. Two teams and a bunch of questions. Some are obvious, others not so much. I apologize ahead of time for the long email. No apology needed, Todd. We're happy to get to your questions. For Team 1, pick two running backs. And here's what Todd says as far as the players and his analysis. Marion Barber, I think he's the obvious first choice considering Felix Jones is out and Romo is possibly out as well. That's great points. Marion Barber would probably be an obvious choice anyways. Chris Johnson versus Kansas City. We just saw some of these projections saying that Chris Johnson is a very good guy to start this week. Todd says he's leaning towards him as my second starter. I would probably agree. Ernest Graham versus Seattle. Steve Slayton versus Detroit. Ernest Graham, I would say, rule him out. We're looking at Marion Barber, Chris Johnson, and Steve Slayton here. You need to pick two out of the three. Slayton against Detroit, as Todd says, is the matchup too good to pass up? If you're looking at Slayton versus Detroit or Johnson versus Kansas City, you know I'm going to go with Slayton in this case. I've said a couple times already today, I like the Houston offense quite a bit. I think Steve Slayton's coming into his own, having one of the better years of rookie running backs in a tough group, a very good group. As of right now, I'd probably go Barber and Slayton, although Chris Johnson, keep a close eye on him and on Lendale White and as we get closer to that game, because against Kansas City, they can score, but I really do think Houston can score and will probably put up quite a few points, and I'm feeling like Steve Slayton will be part of that mix. Pick three wide receivers. It's really more like pick my third wide receiver. That's how he puts it. Greg Jennings, number one receiver. How could I not start him? I agree. Lee Evans, is Edwards back? Does it matter? Well, you know, it definitely does matter. You know, I would say it looks like Edwards is back. I would say that bodes well for Lee Evans, so keep that in mind. Marcus Colston, is it too early to start him? It's too early in the week to say for sure that you should start him. But, you know, keep him in mind. You're probably going to end up not wanting to risk it and keep him on your bench. But good sign that he's back at this point already. Then he's got Vincent Jackson versus Buffalo. Is Chambers back? That's what Todd asks. Don't know for sure. It looks like he's his status is still in question, but I might like Vincent Jackson anyways. And then Chad Johnson. He's on the bench until further notice. What do you think I could get in a trade? Oof. You're not going to get much in a trade for Chad Johnson right now. You're probably not going to get much in a trade for Johnson or TJ Houshmandzadeh. with Ryan Fitzpatrick running the show right now. Chad Johnson hasn't done much, a little bit in decline. Chad Johnson's a guy that you're really not going to get much for, and I wouldn't recommend trading him yet because it's so low. See over the next week or two if he can bounce back. Maybe Carson Palmer gets back in there next week or the week after. If he has a big game, I would trade him because, you know, you've got a question if he's going to keep that up. So you got to pick three wide receivers. Right now, I'm saying Jennings, Evans, and Vincent Jackson. Those have got to be the three. I like the questions, though, Todd, and good luck to you. This week, another email we have here from Paul in London, England. We love hearing from Paul each and every week. Hey again, Brian. Hope you enjoyed the West Coast. Thanks, Paul. I did. It actually wasn't too bad. The weather was tremendous. Well, here we go. Quarterback Cutler or Campbell with Brady on IR. I think there is no doubt with Cutler after Sunday night's shambles. Schaub is available in the pool to sign as he has a good matchup. Schaub does have a good matchup, and if he's available, shame on everybody else in your league. I think you might be the one guy who definitely doesn't need Matt Schaub this week, but Matt Schaub could start for most teams in your league, I bet. I'd definitely go Cutler there. Running back, Brandon Jacobs and Chris Johnson. Sammy Morris is the flex player, and McFadden and Sproles are my backup. Pittman from Denver is available in the pool. Jacobs and Chris Johnson, I'd say you should start there. Sammy Morris, you know, he might come back, and you got to figure if Lawrence Maroney and Lamont Jordan are not playing, that Sammy Morris has a good chance to score a touchdown, but tough to risk it, especially if you have Jacobs and Chris Johnson. I'd go with them. Michael Pittman, I don't love in free agency. He had a big game, but with this Denver offense, I would not say I would put too much focus on him. Keep him on your on the waiver wire. Let somebody else take that risk. I like who you have overall. Don't worry about Sproles. I think if he's healthy, he'll be all right, and McFadden as well. Wide receiver, Welker and Moss. Fitzgerald and Jackson are on a bye. Tough to start two Patriots wide receivers these days, but if there is a week that you're going to have to deal with that, I think you might be able to get some production out of the two of them. Will they both find the end zone? Probably not, but I think one of them might. Chris Cooley is your only tight end. You're all set there. And a kicker, Matt Prater, but not sure whether to go with Gostkowski or not. You know, stick with Prater. Prater's done pretty well. I'd say Gostkowski is in that same vein, but stick with Prater. I have no defense special teams at the moment, Paul says. I've gone for the Redskins on the waiver wire. Miami and a few other teams with good matchups are available, like Oakland, Bucks, and the Finns. Well, Miami, I would definitely say, is a team to go after, at least for this week. If you're able and you have the luxury of going week by week, Miami hosting Baltimore, and if Houston happens to be available, go with them hosting Detroit. Three other quick questions rather than going through the whole of my team. Favre, Castle, or Palmer? Well, take Palmer out of the mix. Ryan Fitzpatrick will be starting. You don't have to worry about that. Favre or Castle? Favre with the Jets going up against Oakland and Castle against Denver. You probably have to lean toward Favre, although I think Castle could have a game where he throws maybe two touchdown passes this week and has some yardage. Two from Sproles, Stewart, Mueldi, Moore, Falk, and Fargus. Pittman is in the free agency pool. I'd probably go in this case. That's a tough one. You don't have great options there. Don't like Sproles this week. I sort of like Jonathan Stewart. I do like Mueldi Moore. Don't really like Falk. Don't like Fargus. I'd go Stewart and Mueldi Moore. Owen Daniels or Todd Heap this week, no doubt about it. Go with Owen Daniels, Paul. Thanks a lot for the FF help so far, Brian. Two Gender and whoever the guest is this week, great show. We've had Jason Dvorkin chiming in and always happy to have him. Just like to get real quick to this Denver-New England game. I think we might have a shootout on our hands. I like the fantasy projections for guys on both of these teams. If you have Jay Cutler, if you have Brandon Marshall, you are primed for a big week. You know, it doesn't mean the Patriots are the first or last team to get victimized by those two guys, but I do think you're going to get good weeks. I think if Tony Scheffler plays, and if we find out that he will play, I like him as well. Eddie Royal, maybe not as much, although he is expected to play. He came out with a bang earlier on the season. Keep an eye on him. And as far as the Patriots go, you know, Matt Castle, it's got to happen this week for him. I think this week and the following week, get on a little bit of a roll and give some confidence to fantasy football owners if you do have Matt Castle. You know, I sort of like, you know, between Moss, Welker, I think they're going to continue to try to go deep to Randy Moss. I just think that's the right way to do it because Matt Castle gets some confidence. If you have Randy Moss, you're going to start him. You're going to see them go after, you know, go deep for him again this week, much like they did last week. They tried it last week, didn't work. They tried it against San Francisco. The first one, Castle is intercepted. The second one, it worked. It was a 66-yard touchdown. You know, early on in the Kansas City game, after Brady went down and Matt Castle came in, he came in. Went for Randy Moss, and that worked out well. Unfortunately for the Patriots, the running situation is very much up in the air. Sammy Morris didn't have a great production game the other day, though he did score a touchdown with Lawrence Maroney not in the fold and no Lamont Jordan. And as of right now, we haven't seen much out of them at practice this week. They've missed both days of practices, both Jordan and Maroney. So as of right now, you've got to expect that Sammy Morris will be your starter. I'd say, you know, flex option at best. If you're really scrambling and you need him as a number two, maybe you get a little production out of him. You luck out with a touchdown, but I'm not too sure about that. If you've got the Broncos defense or the Patriots defense, you probably shouldn't have either one these days, but definitely don't worry about starting them. I don't like them defensively this week. So as we recap some of the storylines we talked about today, Tony Romo. We heard earlier in the week that he was definitely going to be out for 4 weeks. Now it looks like he might even start this week. My gut tells me he won't, but you got to want to monitor that situation. You know, maybe you have Tony Romo and you have Brad Johnson, and you're able to ride it out a little bit and hope you make the right choice. And if you're someone who picked up Brad Johnson on the waiver wire, you are worried right now, because if you relied on him, you may not get to see him in action on Sunday if Romo actually does play. And then the other big news was that Larry Johnson will not be suiting up for the Kansas City Chiefs this week. Keep Colby Smith in mind. It looks like he'll probably get most of the starts this week, with Jamaal Charles, another intriguing guy, if Larry Johnson doesn't play. That is a suspension, not an injury situation. So if he's out for one game and only one game, you're going to want to go right back to him as the following week comes into play. So we took a look at Greg Rosenthal's rankings. We heard a little bit, talked about what Matthew Berry had to say. We touched on Joseph Addai being out, Jeff Garcia as well. The New Orleans situation, I think that's going to be a big fantasy game, New Orleans at Carolina, and definitely have some big fantasy implications in a lot of games this week. This is the Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com. Radio, web radio at Patriots.com is the email address. And as I say every week, we encourage you to send your emails in early and often. We will get to them on our next show. You can send them into the web radio at Patriots.com at any time. We are around from 4 to 5 Eastern every single Thursday on the Fantasy Lowdown. Check out Patriots Today as well on Patriots.com. We've got a Fantasy Lowdown segment every Thursday as well. That'll be up on Patriots.com later on in the day. And, of course, we encourage you to check out Patriots Today each and every day as well. I wish you luck on your fantasy voyage in Week 7. As I said, we are hitting the midway point of the fantasy football season. Hard to believe, but it is true. My thanks for listening in. I appreciate it. The Fantasy Lowdown here on Patriots.com. We'll talk to you again next week.